Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
Got some entertainment news for you right now. Then we got some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day coming up. And it's we got to talk about wedding rules. Wedding rules 2023.
Weddings rule. Oh, wait, no, that's not what you mean.
We need more wedding rules. Wait, what?
We kick things off talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's newest inductees.
Woohoo!
This just broke this morning, about 8 this morning. We got some new people to celebrate. This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducting ceremony will be one of the for the books. The foundation announced just this morning that Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, George Michael, Rage Against the Machine, The Spinners, and Willie Nelson are all going to be inducted.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
I like all of those people.
DJ Cool Herc and Link Ray are set to receive the Musical Influence Award, while Chaka Khan, Al Cooper, and Benny Taupin will earn the Excellence Awards.
Cool.
A nice ceremony.
Yeah, this is a good class this year. I like that.
The non-performing industry professionals who have had a major influence on the creative development and growth of rock and roll music that was impacting youth culture will go to the great Don Cornelius.
Don Cornelius?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Clarissa.
Oh, one of the greatest voices you will ever hear.
Soul Train. Oh, man. That was such a great show.
I learned so many dance moves from Soul Train. I watched Soul Train so much growing up. Oh, so much. I used to, like, that was the show that my mom and dad would tell me, Jimmy, get away from the TV. I would try to do the moves. I just love that show.
Awesome.
Nominees for this year's ceremony being inducted. A lot of big names, a lot of fun names in there. I think we could spend a lot of time on these. I like seeing Rage Against the Machine in there. I think A Tribe Called Quest did not get in, which is very disappointing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really encouraging to see the Spinners in, although I'm surprised they weren't in already.
Yeah, that seemed like an oversight. To me, they were one of the top soul groups of the 70s, man. Come on.
It's cool to see Kate Bush and George Michael get some due. Mm,
I love Kate Bush.
Yeah, big fan. Mm-hmm. And I think anybody that knows Kate Bush is a fan of Kate Bush.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you hear her and then you stop liking her music or something.
No.
And George Michael doesn't, I think, get the credit he deserved.
No.
I think if he was still with us, he would. Mm-hmm. But I think because it's a weird one of those ones where he didn't pass young. So that he passed at a different...
Somewhere in the middle, yeah.
It kind of like he got lost in the shuffle in some ways.
Yeah.
Man, any of us 80s kids, or 90s kids even, know how big George Michael was.
Very talented songwriter as well. He wrote some you'll be singing him forever.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But we got to talk about the Redheaded Stranger. We got to talk about Willie Nelson. Congratulations to Willie Nelson. This isn't just a rock and roll, getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is a lifetime achievement award. This is a guy who never intended to do this.
Like, nope.
He was a songwriter.
Yep.
He liked being behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. He wasn't really comfortable with a lot of this stuff. Think Dolly Parton, just only even more painfully shy. Because I don't know if it's commonly known, but I've heard Dolly touch on this in recent interviews. She just wanted to be a writer. Like, she loves singing, but she wasn't, being the next Patsy Cline or anything like that wasn't really on her radar. Same thing with Willie Nelson. He wasn't trying to be the next outlaw country or anything like that. Just happened to get along with those guys, and they pushed him to get out there. Almost a little bit of a similar story to Tina Fey, where Tina Fey just wanted to work behind the scenes. Lorne Michaels was like, you were getting out there. All right, fine. The Do Weekend Update, at least. And now Tina Fey is a big movie star.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Willie Nelson's walking into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's just very fitting. It's very cool to see.
Oh, man, I remember the late, very lamented Rock History 101. We did an interview with Willie, a video from like the early 60s.
Yeah.
It's in black and white for like the Grand Ole Opry or something. I can't remember what it was for. But he's clean cut.
Yeah.
He's wearing a suit.
Throws you. It's throws
like, wow,
you for such a loop.
I've never seen Willie like that. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
it's crazy. congratulations to all the winners, all the inductees.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran could end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't think any of us would be shocked by that.
Yeah, possibly.
But will he get in with owning his own music?
Oh.
Ed Sheeran has been in court defending himself against claims that his hit Thinking Out Loud is a ripoff of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Ed's lawyer asked him what he would do if the court rules against him, and he said, quote, "If that happens, I'm done. I'm stopping. I find it to be really insulting. I work really hard to be where I'm at." Ed is being sued by a company called Structured Asset Sales, who bought one-third of the shares of the song from the family of Ed Townsend, who co-wrote Let's Get It On.
Uh-huh.
Ed also got snippy with the plaintiff's lawyer at one point, saying, quote, "You're trying to diminish my success. Thinking Out Loud was my first Grammy." This is not a kid who came from spoiled beginnings.
Nope.
He got a break. Jamie Foxx saw him in an open mic, gave him some studio time, and now he's known as Ed Sheeran. Now he's out there and all
very
that.
Very famous, yes.
One of the more, I think, likable kind of people in the industry. Like, he's very, see me as I am. This is who
open.
I am. Very open and all that. And this is a continuing problem in the industry. Seth and I were talking about this with Jamie and some of the guys from the Lizards.
Mm-hmm.
How musicians not owning their own work. Taylor Swift is redoing all of her songs just so she can own them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. This is insane. I'm one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Marvin Gaye fan any of you are going to hear.
Yeah.
I have listened to his music more than most of the top 10 artists in my playlist of my lifetime. Marvin Gaye's in the top 5.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Thinking Out Loud plenty of times. I have a radio.
Exactly.
I don't know where this is coming from. I have no idea where there's the connection of these. Mm-hmm. You do realize to these people suing Ed and everything, they only got 7 notes. Like, I mean, you're going to hear some similarities in songs sometimes. There's going to be some influence.
Yeah.
There's a big difference of ripping off somebody and being influenced by somebody. Where that line falls is very difficult and very gray, I admit. Yep. But as far as a court of law, that's not what our court system's about. Our court system's about black and white. Mm-hmm. Our court system's about, hey, this is the rule. We abide by these rules.
Yeah. You said something in that article that stood out to me. The group that's suing bought third of the of the Marvin Gaye song. This is not Marvin Gaye suing them. This is not the songwriter suing them. This is a company.
They're just trying to make money.
Exactly. That's the only thing they're doing. They're trying to get a piece of Ed Sheeran. Popular song. Made him lots of money. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get a piece of that pie.
Way to hone in on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Yep. We talk about this a lot. We get mad at scammers. What are scammers doing? They're trying to make a buck easy. You know, the Homer Simpson model of life of I'm just going to do something big and that's going to make me a billionaire or something like that and everything, which works great in cartoons but not in reality. There's a very similar scam happening here.
Yes.
Of people trying to get money for doing nothing.
Nothing.
Just because they happen to own.
To pay for lawyers.
Yep. They happen to own a copyright on it. That's all it is.
This writer's
strike. That they bought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that they bought things like this. What do we got to do to get people to care about artists? Like, we whether it's our kids and having the arts being taken funding from all the time since the day we were born, this has been going on.
Yep.
Or things like this, where it's, I don't care about they're rich. They got all this money. They got all this fame. I don't care about them. Imagine if we did that with everything in society. You're rich. Therefore, your feelings don't count anymore. Like, you did everything that this capitalistic society asks of you.
Exactly.
You got to the top of the mountain. Congratulations. Now we give a darn about you. Like, that's what you're telling musicians. That's what you're telling actors. You're telling writers. Mm-hmm. You're telling the entertainment world. Try living without entertainment. it ain't going to happen. We're back to drawing on cave walls and everything like that. All these people are looking to do. Nobody's looking to, like, the writer's strike. This was not one of those things where the producers said, "Hey, we're going to pay you this," and the writers are like, "No, we want more." This is a principle.
Mm-hmm.
This is about not only them but the future of writing.
Yes,
writers. There's a great article about this where one of the head writers on The Handmaid's Tale, one of the more popular shows in the world today, he goes on the show, he writes on the show, they fire him to rehire him for the next season, they fire him, and he's working in Uber. We're supposed to get a job, work the job, do the job to our fullest extent, and then we get paid for
rewarded for it. Right?
This is the way consumers and this is the way capitalism is supposed to work. Again, they're changing the rules in the middle of the game.
Yep.
Back in 2007, the producers actually came to the writers and said, "Well, I don't know about this whole internet thing. I don't know if this thing's going to work out and everything. So we can't exactly give you money for that." That was 2007, and they're trying the same bit now.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And it doesn't help when you not only have a society, but you have people in the public eye who aren't really taking a stand with these things. And that leads me to Jimmy Fallon, where I will be the first to admit that I am not a Jimmy Fallon fan. I never have been. I've never understood how he has made it this far.
His appeal, right?
I can't think of one thing. The only things that I can think of funny that I've seen Jimmy Fallon do were because of the actors he was working with.
Okay.
The cowbell sketch he ruined because he starts laughing in the middle of it and breaking, which is the only thing that he's ever been known for, is ruining sketches and breaking and being a poor man's Adam Sandler. All that being said, he's done quite a bit more in his career than I have, and I give him credit for that.
Sure.
At the Met Gala on Monday night, Jimmy Fallon said that he would support his writers all the way in the event of a strike. But one of his own employees says he's not putting his money where his mouth is.
Oh, boy.
Sarah Kobos is a senior photo research coordinator on The Tonight Show, and yesterday she tweeted, quote, "He wasn't even at the meeting this morning to tell us we won't get paid after this week." She added, "Jimmy Fallon, please support your staff. Had fun bowling with you last week, but a fun party won't pay my rent." In addition to not paying employees after this week, Kobos says NBC plans to cut off their health insurance after this month if the strike is still going by then. So they're basically in limbo. And at this, and she pointed out that Seth Meyers has told his staff that he'd try to take care of them financially after NBC stops paying them.
Big difference there.
Yeah.
Big difference. Wow.
Jimmy Fallon's been skating by for a very long time. I think the chickens are coming home to roost.
That could very well be.
And I'd like to point out a very important statistic here. The pay for TV writers has fallen by 23% over the last 10 years.
Wow.
And last year, 8 Hollywood CEOs made nearly $800 million.
Wow.
They
don't create content.
How many people remember how bad the entertainment was in 07? Does anybody remember that? Like,
it killed some shows. I mean, it literally killed a couple of shows. They couldn't rebound from it. They really couldn't.
So talking about the writer's strike, getting into the details of this here, because as I brought up earlier today, I spent last night spending a lot of time talking to people who are in the Writers Guild,
right?
Talking to people who are in the negotiations and that. The big issue is compensation from streaming. Mm-hmm. The WGA says that studios have, quote, used the transition to streaming to cut writers' pay and separate writing from production, worsening the working conditions for series writers and at all levels, obviously making the content worse as well. So what they're doing now is, I hire a bunch of writers, I have them write the season, and then I fire them. Mm-hmm. And then I go and I do the season. But there are reworks, there are rewriting, there are rethings. So sometimes they'll hire a writer for a couple of hours, or otherwise, they just roll with it, which is not good entertainment. It's not like paying a lot of money for these streaming services. You're paying a lot of money to go to the movies. You're paying a lot of money for cable. You got to get your money's worth, right?
You should be.
I'm not alone on this.
No.
You want your money's worth. You want good quality. You want good quality. That means good writers. That means pay the writers. This is not complicated. This isn't a difficult thing. I'm not trying to explain to you, rocket theory here or anything like that. This isn't difficult. The studios say that they offered a generous increase. It is a lie in compensation, but the writers didn't agree. This has affected a lot of shows. The network late night shows have all gone dark, along with The Daily Show, HBO's Last Week Tonight, Real Time with Bill Maher, and Gutfield on Fox. Gutfield on Fox will not shut down. That's not shocking to literally anybody.
There. How could it be any worse?
I love the people that bark about people getting things for free are the same people collecting Social Security, are the same people that are whining about, like, they talk out of both sides of their mouth.
Yep.
It's a really nice bit.
Yep.
Like, it's a great hustle that they have pulled off. What Fox has done, like, it's insulting. It's hurting our country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's one of the most masterful hustles I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It really is.
Like, good con. The long con.
They just keep conning people on this stuff. And they're not the only ones. I'm not saying they're the only ones, but they're very good at it. If you're a Pete Davidson fan, first of all, what is wrong not taking in his Saturday Night Live performance, that's going to be tough because it is off this week. He was supposed to host. The show won't return until the strike is over. Mm-hmm. The writer's room for Abbott's Elementary was supposed to convene yesterday, but that didn't happen. This could affect how many episodes they're able to produce for season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Writers working on season 6 of Cobra Kai put their pencils down. The show Yellow Jackets was halted. But scripts for season 2 of the Game of Thrones spinoff have been turned in, and filming has already begun. There's no word on what happens if they need rewrites, though.
Like you were saying just a minute ago. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. The first draft of anything is not its best, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
And that's nearly 12,000 writers in total.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Any other industry, if this was happening to farmers, if this was happening to any other industry, people would be up in arms about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't care about entertainers. And I'm not playing the World Smiles Violin or anything like that. If you're an entertainer, you know what you're walking into. Certainly did, and mm-hmm. I don't know an actor or a writer that doesn't.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that you shouldn't get paid for what you do. Again, nobody is looking for overcompensation, just looking for compensation.
They're looking to be fair. And you touched on a great point earlier about the 2007 strike. The writers were ahead of this. They were already worried about the streaming.
Yes. Yes.
But what you said, they said, oh, no, we're not going to worry about streaming now. It's we don't even know what's going to happen, blah, 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 blah. Well, now we're back at it again.
Yeah.
And this time, mm-hmm. I think the heels are going to be dug in this time.
The fallout is going to be worse. And the thing that the people who aren't complaining about this right now are, it's because we're not a very long-sighted people here in America.
Especially when it comes to entertainment.
Looking ahead of, when they're going to be complaining? When those shows all suck later.
Yeah.
Yep. You know it.
When they're not aired.
And then they're really going to be complaining.
When all you've got is repeats on TV and when come August. That's when you're really going to notice come
you
August.
You got it.
I will say this. I don't believe the naysayers that say that this is going to last for a very long time. I don't see it ending in a week, but I don't see it lasting a year. I don't see that either. There's too much money on the line for too many people.
Yep.
And unfortunately, this usually means that the workers have to bend. And that's probably what's going to happen. Because
they'll bend, but they'll also suffer before they bend.
Right, right.
Yeah.
While these production companies, they're not losing anything. They're sitting with their lap of luxury here. You think some big movie studio is going to fold because of this or something? Or some high standing executive CEO is going to lose a penny from this?
Yeah.
Please.
Do you know what would end this strike immediately? If the Screen Actors Guild did a solidarity strike as well, then you would see everyone at the negotiating table really quick.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break right here because I want to come back with this other. It's sort of an entertainment story. It's also a job. We got a job offer for you.
All right.
And yes, we will talk about wedding do's and don'ts for 2023. All that coming up for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Getting you ready for Melissa's news, this wedding story we're going to get into, some That Ain't Right stuff, good stories of the day. Right now, we got a job offer for you. And man, if this writer's strike keeps up and everything as an actor, I might need it. All my auditions got pulled. I was telling Seth and everything. The only two I have lined up for the next 2 months are with college films.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I hadn't even thought about this, I'm so close to it. Seth talking about it brought it to my attention that this is certainly affecting actors, but all actors, like even people mm-hmm. like me just trying to get a break and things like that. It's an interesting comment you had there. So, might need this gig. I will fight you for it. A company called Finance Buzz is looking to hire someone to be their Fast and Furious claims adjuster. And you have to say it like that. Fast and Furious claims adjuster. They'll pay that person $1,000 to track the damages in all 10 movies, including Fast X. That includes what cars are involved, the number of accidents, and the extent of the damage.
Oh, my goodness.
Finance Buzz will use the findings to estimate the impact the crashes have on insurance costs and to see if the number of wrecks have increased or decreased over the years. Applications are being accepted until May 19th at financebuzz.com. And if you're chosen, you'll get $100 to cover the cost of movie tickets, streaming fees, and snacks.
$100? That's it?
I'm holding out for more.
Yeah.
Not only that.
There's how many movies now?
$1,000 to do all that homework? Because that's homework.
Yeah.
This is when your parents or the teacher tried to like sneak a lesson into something fun.
Watch a movie.
Yeah, to report
on a movie.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I know a hustle when I see one. I do it. I know. You got to up this. You got to add at least another zero or another two.
Something. Come on now.
I need at least $2,000 if I'm doing this. I need at least $2,000. I'm negotiating. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't have the time for something like this.
No, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I couldn't. Yeah. That would be too much for
How far could you make it? Like, if this was your job, Civic Media comes to you like, Seth, we need you to do this a project. How many movies could you make it into the tent?
Imagine how many often you'd have to pause the movie so that you could make
that
notes.
Too.
That would get so annoying.
Boring.
Oh, yeah.
I just swiped a dumpster. Man. All right. Pause the movie again.
I'll say, though, I bet you there are people. I mean, we had somebody who, the scientist earlier who did that whole, So, I mean, hey.
Well, and somebody with, like, a photographic memory, like, you know.
Yeah,
there's people that exist in TV shows and maybe probably don't exist in real life that just have all of that insurance adjustment information stored in their brain.
Actually, yes, they do exist, Melissa. I've actually met a few people, and I would not want that for the world. It sucks.
Yeah, that would.
You
be
can't
awful.
Forget anything. That would be awful. Yeah, like, sorry.
Hey, maybe this is a job for ChatGPT.
Ah. There you go.
Maybe this find is a job where we actually it. Get use of AI.
Well done, Melissa. Well done.
You're costing someone $1,000. I hope you know that, Melissa. Jeez.
I don't think that they would think it's worth it.
Probably
this
not.
This is the good use of AI.
There you go.
I love that idea. Fantastic. I'm trying to do some math in my head, which is so dangerous.
Oh yeah.
I'm surprised there's not steam coming out of my ears right now. how much it costs to see a movie, times that by 10, and it would $100 cover that? I got to think it wouldn't. I got to think it would not. No. They're really trying to lowball you here.
They are. They're using the idea, hey, you get to watch movies for and get paid to do it. Mm. You don't get paid much.
Fair, in their defense, most of these are not in theaters anymore. So, it's cheaper to get it on stream.
Streaming.
It's still at least, what, $5-6?
Mm-hmm. Well, and technically there are 11 movies. Fast X is being split into two movies.
It is?
I'm just learning that now.
Oh, wow.
I did not know that. I'm just learning that now, and that makes me so happy. That's hilarious.
Fast X squared? Is that the second one? Is that what it is?
They have to make it Fast X squared with the little two up there.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So just to get the movies themselves, if they're between $5 and $6, that's more than half of your $100 right there.
Yeah.
How are you going to pay for popcorn?
Snacks? Yeah. Wait. You need snacks.
You need the consumables while you're doing that.
I might apply to this just to see what the application process is like.
That would be fascinating. Yeah.
I would turn Report it down back. If I won it, but I just kind of am curious about the applying part.
Well, and you've watched them all, and it's like, does that mean you'd have to watch them again? And you really want to do that?
I don't know if I could do that. I don't, like it's one. I'm a. It's rare for me to watch a movie a third time. Nothing for a second time, because usually the first time I watch it, my brain is dissecting everything, and I'm not a fan. I'm just learning or whatever my crazy brain does. The second time is usually when I get to just enjoy the movie.
the storyline, right?
Yeah. I didn't do that with the Fast movies. just the one time. The one time.
All you needed.
Yeah. I did not need to. They've got a lot of good actors in those movies and everything. And I actually think that Vin Diesel is a better than average actor. You watch Knockaround Guys. There's a couple of roles that he's played that he's done a really good job, like shown that he has some chops.
Groot. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But these are not those.
No, they're not. Not heavy lifting. So
no, no. We will take a break. We'll come back after Melissa's news, and we got new wedding rules for 2023 coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Little boys to men in the background for you. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday. Hope it is treating you good. 9:36 on the clock, and we're diving into wedding season. Wedding rules for 2023. A new list has been brought out, and it includes some interesting stuff. We are closing in on wedding season, I should say, and so a magazine has come up with a list of new rules to make weddings a little less unbearable. So let's see if this is correct or not. That's what the article is saying.
Yeah.
Let's see
if it's actually unbearable for who?
Yes.
Or sorry, for whom?
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here it is, and I'll just start right at the top of the list. No more engagement parties.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
That should be a personal one-on-one thing. Mm-hmm. Just the couple who are getting ready to be married. I think that should be a more personal thing.
Hmm. Okay. No outdoor summer weddings.
What? Those aren't going anywhere.
No,
they're not.
Especially considering how much cheaper they are.
Exactly.
Or tend to be. Can be.
Yeah. Depends.
Can be.
Yeah.
I imagine an outdoor wedding in Hawaii. Not this,
No.
Travel, a little different.
That's a destination.
Yeah.
Unless they live there.
Mm, yeah.
Exactly.
Your closest friends, not you, should control the guest list.
Ooh.
No.
Whoa.
No.
I've never even heard that before.
Whoa. I was going to stay out of this conversation because I really don't have a whole lot of... I'm kind of Switzerland on this one. I don't really have a lot of opinion. But that ain't right.
That sounds very odd to me. That sounds very strange. Why would you do that?
Because they'd be coming to you going, do you want this uncle there?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they don't know your family the way you do or your friends list.
Yeah.
I mean,
weird.
It's a stressful enough time as it is for the bride and groom, or bride and bride or groom and groom, whatever it is. I imagine that that'd be the last thing I would want is somebody coming up to me every 5 minutes or emailing me every 10 minutes or whatever.
Just do it yourself. Come on.
So should I put...
if they're in charge of it and they invite 500 guests and you only want 50 people there?
Mm-hmm. Big problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big problem.
It is entirely fine to deny anyone a plus one for any reason.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say that's true if you're paying for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you have to have certain things on there. Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we're seeing a theme already just five into this where of money.
It has something to do with it. Yeah.
Never say black tie optional. Choose.
That's not a bad one.
I don't see what the problem with that one is. I don't.
Okay.
It is fine to skip a wedding for any reason, but RSVP early.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. That's you don't have to tell them why you're not going to come, but you need to let them know. That's the important thing.
The only time it's probably not okay to go to a wedding is if it is your wedding. otherwise, I don't care if you're mom and dad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not your wedding. You don't have to
you're
be
right.
there. I don't mm-hmm. think that's a mandatory thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to be there.
Yeah.
I'm planning on being at my daughter's. I was at my youngest when she got married. It was one of the greatest days of my life. I loved it. I don't say that you shouldn't want to be there or anything, but I don't think it's mandatory. I don't think it's,
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No kids. If kids are needed for the ceremony, a car should be waiting.
What?
What is going on with that sentence?
What? What?
Like, I feel like needed for the ceremony. A car should be waiting, like, and then they should be escorted
just
away.
Just shuffled off the premises right away. Like, nothing to see
okay,
here.
We're
nothing
done with
to
you
see
now.
Here.
Thank you for performing at our service.
What are they doing? A perp walk? What are they? What is that? What is? What is going on there?
You are not allowed here, and now you're done.
Nobody look at the kids. Nobody look at them.
Played your part. Now get out of here,
kid.
Get out of here.
No fun for you. No. I don't.
Weddings are awesome for kids. The wedding dances I got to go to as a kid are some of my, like,
yeah,
favorite
they're fun.
I would say one of the best parts of weddings are kids at weddings.
Yeah, looking, yeah. Watching kids is fun, yeah.
If you travel from out of town, you don't need to get the couple a gift. Actually, all gifts should be banned. That's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think they should be banned, but I don't think they should be expected.
No.
I agree.
But
yep.
I guess when I think about it, all the weddings I've been to, they never have been expected. So that's a little, I should stay out of the car. I don't really,
No.
A wedding registry so that people, they're suggested gifts of things that you want.
Yeah,
so they're
exactly.
not getting, I don't know, 6 fondue pots.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're, you know, the Goodfellas wedding. When everyone's got envelopes, they're giving.
It's
my cousin Polly and Peter. They're all named Polly and Peter.
Been to quite a few of those. You know what's really funny about those weddings? I'll tell everybody a little inside thing with this, because I've been to a lot of those.
Yeah.
So usually you go to a typical wedding. They put all the gifts by the cake and all that stuff and everything.
Yeah, right.
A wedding like that, there's almost nothing by the cake. There's like 2-3 boxes, and we'll sit there and joke, like, and guess who they're from, like that friend of the bride who's not really a family member or something like that or whatever.
They brought the
they're
gift,
not in the
gift,
new.
Yeah.
It's almost like and it's still like this to this day in some ways. So it's kind of fun. I think it's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny.
It's fine if someone else wears white.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what white thing they're wearing. If they come wearing what looks like a wedding dress, no, not okay.
Boy, that
if
is.
If they're wearing a white suit or a white piece of a suit, sure.
I have to admit, the mischievous part of my brain loves the, like, I don't want to know any of these people. I want to be a stranger on the wall, fly on the wall kind of thing. But I want to see that wedding where like one of her friends shows up in a white dress.
Wedding dress.
Awfully like a wedding white dress. Like,
Well, I think that the stigma, you know, I don't want to say stigma, maybe the tradition of wearing a white wedding dress has kind of fallen away a little bit.
I agree.
In recent years. So I would think that if, you know, the bride is not wearing a white dress, then showing up in a white dress would be fine. But if it looks like a wedding dress, not okay.
That's weird. That's just strange.
That is weird, but I like it. I like the idea of it. Hey, you're not wearing white, can I? I like that.
That's a good one.
No one has to walk you down the aisle. Now, that breaks my heart. Don't take that from me. I want that. I've always wanted that, and I've never told anybody that. I didn't mean to say it out loud, to be honest with everybody.
That's fine.
Completely 100% honest. I did not mean to say that out loud.
No, there's nothing wrong with doing it, but you shouldn't feel obligated to do it. I think it's what they're looking at here. Yeah,
I don't think the bride should feel obligated.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's become more difficult with blended families and divorces and all of that. It's like, well, who do I choose?
Exactly.
Do I choose my biological father? Do I choose my stepfather? Do I choose my grandfather? Do I have this favorite uncle who I like better than all of them? And are they going to be offended?
My youngest, Izzy, she has me and she has her stepdad. And she wasn't sure. She went with her grandfather. And had
That's
her,
cool.
Her grandpa. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a fantastic move.
Well, and for people who don't want to do it, I mean, there's a lot of good. I mean, the history of why that's done is for some people I can understand, because it's the father giving away the bride, like property kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like that I can understand when you're like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
and I can totally get behind that.
Yes.
Yeah. Now it doesn't have to be, and everyone who does have someone walk them down that, it doesn't have to be like I'm giving her away. It's just like you're my father or whoever, or like my sister, both my parents did. Just because they're, which was great, because even though my mom's foot was in a cast at the time, she had a hard time getting, but she did it. But my sister wanted that because it's just because it's their parents. She wasn't saying,
escorting.
Exactly.
Here I'm ushering you into the next step of your life.
Exactly. It's a nice thing. Yeah.
It's a wide aisle, I imagine.
Yes,
it's
it was.
A wide aisle for that.
They had to move the pews, yeah, but it was totally fine.
Number 11, I don't understand the sentence. Give us a good kiss.
They want a full-on kiss up
the
there
reception, you know, the tinkling of the glass thing.
Okay, at the end of the wedding.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
I see, yes. Melissa. Yes, I get it. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, I guess.
Sure, whatever.
I don't know.
It's the show.
Yeah.
Hey, it's better than the alternative, what they used to make you do. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to, we'll not get into that, but.
Mm-hmm. I will say everybody should break glass after a wedding. It feels great. It's awesome. It's cool. Like, I don't care what your faith is.
Then you have to say mazel tov.
Yes.
Which is a great word.
Fun word to say. Mazel tov's a fun word to say, people. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun to say. Posed photos are over.
They are?
A lot of wedding photographers angry about that one.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
I think what they mean is the in front of the church with the whole wedding party, the parents, like, very, very staged and prepared. I think that the off-the-cuff, more natural-looking pictures are far more in right now.
Yeah. So Slate.com put this list together, and these are suggested. These are kind of suggested new rules for modern American weddings.
Got it.
They're not necessarily trends. They're not necessarily things people are already doing, although there is a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think these are necessarily like they're constantly happening. So I think that this is stuff that may develop in the next couple of years or going into the future here. Mm-hmm. Currently, I don't see any of this stuff really happening. Speeches must be pre-written.
Not a bad
that's,
idea,
that's
but
actually probably a pretty good idea.
Yeah, probably a very
otherwise
good
you'd be
idea.
Rambling going on. Yeah,
this is the
or
first
dumping your champagne down the back of the person next to you.
Jeez.
Oh, did you? Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, that's
rough. Wasn't at your wedding,
and she was the officiant.
Oh.
Oops.
It's rough. That's rough. Is that worse, or is it your best friend forgets to let you give the speech? Because that's what happened to me.
Oh, no.
Chris and Trista, one of my favorite couples of all time. They had an amazing wedding. It was over in Kellner, had a bunch of land. We had a great time. But there was no, because we weren't in a building, everybody was kind of like floating around all over the place. And there was never really a good time for me to give the speech. But I am ashamed to admit how long I worked on that, how much it meant to me,
over it.
And how devastated I was that I was not able to deliver that speech. I've still got it. I've still got
it. You should film it and send it to them on their anniversary.
Oh.
That's a good idea.
That is a fantastic idea, Melissa. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not forgetting that
We'll be the crowd behind you.
Yeah, I like that.
Woo!
I like that. This last one, I'm a little 50-50 on. Dancing is mandatory for everyone able. I love dancing. Again, one of my favorite things about weddings is the dancing. But I don't like forced anything.
No.
I'm not a fan of forcing anything. And I don't like the idea of, you know, hey, why aren't you dancing or something like that? You know, you got two working legs. Get out there. Well, maybe they don't feel like it. Maybe they're having a bad time. Maybe they're coming out of a previous breakup or something, going to a wedding or something. There's a billion things that could be going on to where that person doesn't exactly feel like putting on their dancing shoes.
Right.
If you're that big on dancing for your wedding, at your wedding, make sure you get a DJ. Or a band that will get people out on the dance floor.
Exactly.
I'd say that's more on you to get the entertainment.
Agreed.
To 100%. Get people out there to dance.
As someone who, I used to work at a convention center many, many years ago, and I kid you not, I worked hundreds of weddings, receptions, wedding receptions. Mm. If I never go to another wedding reception in my life, I would be happy with that.
Yeah.
Unless someone does something really interesting. Mm. One of the cooler ones I worked is they did a 50s thing. They did burgers and fries, you know, wear your t-shirts and your jeans, you know, put up your hair, like, you know, slick it up and the wear your poodle skirts, you know, and that kind of stuff. That was a blast. That was a fun reception. All the other ones where it's just a bunch of people hanging around getting drunk. No, thanks. No, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
So theme wedding is what you're saying.
Theme weddings, yeah. My friends who did the pirate wedding that Beth and I were a part of, that was also one of the greatest party receptions I've ever seen.
Anybody, I've never been to a theme wedding. Anybody having a theme wedding and you want a stranger or a scarecrow looking guy to show up, please invite me. I don't care if I know you're not. I like weddings. I just like weddings. Yeah, I just like parties. I like having fun. I like all of that. So I will show up to a stranger's wedding easily. Just invite me. Just invite me. And you got a theme wedding going on, I'll be there. I'm not even kidding. I'm not joking at all. I believe you.
I believe you.
I think this is sounds like a good skit setup. The man who absolutely despises weddings, and then the one who loves them. It's the new wedding crashers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The wedding receptions. I have nothing against the weddings. It's the receptions.
We already got half the script written.
We do. There you go.
unfortunately, we're all in the Writers Guild. So
bummer.
No, we're not. We will come back with a Thaddy Wright story. Good stories of the day and a little bit of breaking news for some of sports fans out there. All that coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Wrapping up the final segment, going to take it right to the top of the hour. Well, we will kick off Morning Magazine for the day, and we're not sure who's joining us exactly. we got the Wood County Sheriff's Department lined up to join us, but the day job comes first for them, and they've got a lot on their plate right now, so we're not sure who's going to exactly join us, but we'll figure it out, and we're going to give you an entertaining hour, and we say a big thank you to our Wood County Sheriff's Department and all the work that they do in our community, keeping our community safe. Appreciate them. Day job comes first.
Yes.
Day job comes first.
Sure, for
sure. We'll figure it out. We'll be all right. we appreciate what they do. I did want to touch on this really quick. Some breaking news to sports fans out there. Former Packer wide receiver Randall Cobb is agreeing to a one-year deal with the New York Jets, going over there with Alan Lazard and Aaron Rodgers and all that. Man, that is going to be hilarious. Outside of them winning a Super Bowl, which I don't know if is going to really be that likely, that is going to be such a mess.
Wow.
Such a mess.
Hot mess in New York.
Got a That Ain't Right story here. This seems like one of those social media challenges where people try to do crazy amount of stuff, like ride all the rides at Disneyland in one day or something like that. There's a 38-year-old guy in Fresno and this story comes to us from last month, by the way. He's from Fresno, California, named Keith, who just got arrested for the 10th time in just 1 month.
Whoa.
The 10th arrest happened on Tuesday, this Tuesday last month, when the police got a call about a man driving in a stolen truck. They pulled him over. It wasn't his. And he got arrested. Ugh. He told the police that he was on his way to the police station to pick up his personal property when he was arrested.
With a stolen vehicle. Smart move.
Seems like a coincidence, but when this is your 10th arrest, I mean, you know, picking up stuff from the police department might be something. They just know him by first name now. They just know, Keith! It's like when Norm showed up at Cheers.
Yeah,
Keith!
He walks in the station. That's great.
Keith got his 10th arrest in just under the gun. It was the 31st day of the month.
For a record.
And to be clear, it does not sound like an intentional planned feat.
Okay, that's what I was curious about.
He is facing 18 felonies and 15 misdemeanors.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
My goodness.
He is not.
He's got some issues. Keith. Yeah. Come on, Keith. Get a little help here, bud.
You do not get credit for this, Keith. No. There is not a punch card for these things. We need a palate cleanser. Let's get to some good stories of the day. Seth, I want to touch on this one first because it's happening today. Our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge are opening the doors at 5 and kicking off bingo at 6:30. It's Wednesday. Bingo! That means bingo.
Bingo.
430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Join our friends at the Elks Lodge. You talk about people that put back into the community. The Elks Lodge has always done this.
They have. Mm-hmm. They're looking for new members, too. Yeah, so if you're interested in joining, talk to them. Give them a call.
Yeah, reach out to them. Great place. And I guarantee you tonight after 8 o'clock, after 6:30, it's going to be packed over there.
Yep.
Every time I drive past there, it is packed. Enjoy yourselves. Have fun. And know that when you are playing bingo or having a drink or just enjoying a good conversation at the Elks Lodge, you're adding to our community. You are putting into a business that puts back into its community.
Right, and now they've got Two Hearts Catering there as well.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Yeah,
delicious
I beat
food.
You to it. Yeah.
Seth, we also wanted to talk about some things.
Seth.
We got some great things going on tomorrow as well. Seth, you kick that off for us.
Yes, indeed. We've got Port Edward School District is going to start their spring concert series. That starts tomorrow on May 4th at 6:30. The elementary school concert will be taking place at the Dorothy Alexander Gymnasium.
Yeah.
There's a lot of concerts coming up.
Support the kids.
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of concerts coming up for all of the schools in the area. So we'll try to mention those as much as we can. If you listen to Over the Back Fence on Saturdays, I usually go over everything that's coming up that week. Mm-hmm. So you can check that out too, and we'll make sure we mention as many of these concerts as possible.
Something that I know Melissa and I love and believe in, supporting local music and going to local music and that. And one of our favorites, while these kids, we want you to support them too. Make sure to support the other end of the spectrum too, our vets around here, our musicians that have been entertaining us for decades. And mm-hmm. that involves Pete Revel and Four on the Floor.
Good old Pete.
Master pianist and veteran entertainer, one of my favorite people, Pete Revel, brings 50 years of show experience to the River City. And they got free shows on the first and third Thursday of every month over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Encourage you to go check that out. Mm-hmm. Four on the Floor. They're going to be performing at 3 and at 5, no charge for this.
Nope.
Be awesome. Sure to check that out. Buy local, support local, everybody. And we wanted to touch on one thing from the United Way as well. There's Stuff the Desk is going on.
Yes, the sign-up for Stuff the Desk just started on May 1st. So Stuff the Desk and is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure each student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents or guardians must register between May 1st, which we had just started, and August 3rd. So you do have a large amount of time, but we do, of course, encourage people to do that as soon as possible. That helps out. Just go to UWSWAC.org and click on the Stuff the Desk banner. You can also call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5 to get that. School supplies will be distributed during Stuff the Desk on August 18th and 19th at East Junior High School, former East Junior High School, mm-hmm. at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Registrants must select a pickup time. Each slot is limited.
And that's why you want to register early.
Exactly, because then you get to choose.
You
got it. So registration may be submitted by August 3rd. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday and on the August 19th, Saturday, August 19th from 10 to 10:30. Supplies, of course, are not guaranteed for that. So we do want to make sure, everyone, if you are in need, sign up early. Get over to the website, uwswac.org.
CEO of your United Way, Terry John's going to join us this Friday, and mm-hmm. we'll talk a little bit more about this and the Alice Report when they join us on Morning Magazine. You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Encourage you to do that. And, of course, registration is open for Hoozle's Rise to Music, Part 2.
Second annual.
Spread the word about this, especially tell musicians. Go to hoozlesrisemusic.com and register today.
Don't forget, there's a couple of new things. Mm-hmm. Not only are we getting more venues involved where you can perform, not only at Hoozles, of course, but here on WFHR, also Director's Cut, Max Inc. Radio out of Madison. That's mm-hmm. a statewide show, so that's very cool. There, we're partnering with them. Go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com to sign up for that. They're still looking for some performers, duo, trio, or single, duo, or trio. Minimum of 15 minutes of performance time. Just keep that in mind, everybody, when you're getting signed up for this. Lots of great prizes this year, including playing at Rafters Ballpark at Witter Field, mm-hmm. Some more cash prizes as well, and being on our airwaves more, too. So it's gotten bigger. It's certainly gotten bigger this year than it was last year.
Thank you, Steph.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Steph. A big thank you to Hoozles. We appreciate everybody that made this happen, and to all these musicians coming.
You guys are great.
Bookmark your Thursdays, everybody. You are covered this summer.
Starts June 8th.
Imagine this. Every Thursday, you have a concert to look forward to.
Yeah.
How cool
of
is
several
that?
Performers. It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. Again, shout-out to Hoozles. Shout-out to our own Steph Schmidt. And a shout-out to Phil and the gang over at Quality Post Printing. Join us today. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And to the best listeners on radio, all of you, we appreciate you. Melissa, Seth, you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
We'll be back with Morning Magazine coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.